Liberty's leave policy was tremendous. Having the ability to take 16 weeks off, fully paid to bond with my child, was an incredible experience.
At Liberty Mutual, you can find a career that supports you at every step, even baby steps. We offer up to 16 weeks parental leave for new moms and dads. And because not everyone's pathway to parenthood looks the same, we offer robust fertility, surrogacy, and adoption benefits too. Learn more at libertymutualcareers.com and pursue your tomorrow today.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Maria Federici Doyle is making her first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about the journey in her life that led her to write the book Obstacles, Bring 'Em, but also what it's been like for her to share her own amazing story with us, not only of family, faith, and also about moving forward in our lives. All of us know what it's like to go through difficult times. Maria definitely has been through those for herself, but she has definitely thrived through those difficulties and been able to use her life lessons as a great lesson for all of us. We're going to tell you a little bit later how you can get the book and stay connected with Maria as well. Maria, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Well, hello. Thank you.
Maria, you know, I enjoyed reading your book, and I'll be posting my review on Amazon.com this week, but the thing that really struck me when I finished it, and even when I knew I was going to be speaking with you, is the courage that it takes to not only be able to share your story, but also to share your strength with the world. What has it been like for you, Maria, as you've gone through, you know, what has been for you, you know, a difficult time and difficulties? What has it been like for you to share your optimism and hope with the world?
It feels good. I will say it feels really good to just get it out there. I was tired of everybody else's interpretation of me and my story, so it felt really good to write the book so I could put it out there.
Yeah. And I love the fact that you were able to piece it together, you know, with not only, of course, the accounts of, you know, of those around you, but also to give your own unique perspective. And I will say this, and I mentioned this to you before we went live, the other thing that I really appreciate, because for those who don't know your story, the other thing that is important, I think, for them to know is how your family has really rallied around you and been very big advocates for not only, you know, road safety, but also making sure that people are aware of how things that we do, how it can affect the lives of other people. Is that one of the big things that you want people to appreciate about your story? That are, you know, that the little things that we sometimes take for granted, that they can sometimes, you know, create situations that we could not have expected?
I just will say in a short answer, yes, I agree with what you're saying on that.
And I think that is one of the big things for me, I think, Maria, that really strikes this. You know, one of my favorite chapters in the book is Macaroni and Butterflies. and in that chapter, for a couple of reasons, I live here in Mississippi and we love our macaroni. But the thing that I love about this is something that you wrote on page 75. And this is what I want to share with our listeners and then have you talk a little bit about it. I've never done anything but want to live life to the fullest, you write. So never treat me like I'm not the master of my own body, let alone of my ongoing existence. At the same time, please do respect that I'm not only trying to communicate some things to you, but also that I am studying communications, wanting to teach others how to do it with this madness happened to me. And, you know, I think, you know, Maria, the thing that gets me about this, and I think there's so much that we can learn from you and this book, because you really go into the book, and I think this is such an important thing, the difference in having sympathy for someone and the difference in having empathy for someone. Talk to us about why that has been so important for you to understand, for other people to understand the difference.
Well, everyone thought, when I was in the hospital and I was drugged up and I don't even remember that much, but I remember enough to where I could tell that people, all they could do was listen to what the doctors were saying about me. And so they felt really bad about everything they were saying. They weren't just in my shoes thinking, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't need your sympathy. I just need your, I'm not sure how to say it. I guess I just needed their strength to help me thrive.
Exactly.
Does that make sense? I hope so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it does. It does. And I want to say for those who may not know exactly what has happened to Maria, Maria, if you don't mind, I'm going to read the back of the book and then go a little bit more into that chapter. For those who don't know about Maria's journey, this is what the back of the book tells us about Maria. This is the story of Maria Federici Doyle, a young woman whose life changed on February 9th in 2004. Late in the evening, she was coming home late from work when on a trailer, a good distance in front of her, an item of unsecured furniture fell off and broke apart, sending a large piece of particle board catapulting through her windshield, striking her in the head, causing massive brain and facial trauma, as well as complete blindness. This is Maria's, as well as family, friends, and medical professionals, story of survival, recovery, and a rebuilding of life by taking some of the most challenging obstacles and learning to overcome them. And this is why I think, Maria, your story, you know, really does expand so much larger, because I think we all have been in situations that we wonder if we could ever get through. And you've become a source of strength for people. And, you know, what has that been like for you to know that just by your living your life, just by your wanting to live, that you've inspired other people? What has that been like for you?
It feels, I will say, it feels really good to hear when other people have read the book and told me that I've inspired them, because it's happened many times around where I live in Seattle. But to me, maybe I'm lucky, but that's just how I've always been. So I never thought about it when I was going through it, because that's just how I am.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I was watching a video, actually, Maria, of your mother. And she was talking about, you know, of course, how passionate she is now about road safety, and sharing a bit of your story about that night and the call that she got. And the thing that she said in that video, and I thought it was so, I made a note of it because I thought it was so interesting, because when she had gone in to say goodbye to you and she got the phone call back and she said to the camera, you know, no one told Maria she wasn't supposed to make it, you know, through that night. And, you know, and I thought to myself, wow, you know, what a powerful thing that is, to know that, you know, by your having that fighting spirit, that then, of course, you know, allowed other people to know, that, to go from, you know, saying that she's not going to make it, to then realizing that, okay, maybe it's not quite over. Do you hope that's also what people realize about their own challenges, no matter what comes their way, that, you know what, you know, that this does not have to destroy you, that you can make it through?
Yes, I will say that, because that, the main point of my book, my message that I'm trying to put, you know, to send in that book, is that to push through life's obstacles, give it everything you've got, and you will persevere.
Right. You will persevere.
Yeah.
That is so true. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm already having a great conversation today with Maria Federici Doyle. She's the author of the book, Obstacles, Bring 'Em. It tells us not only the story of her journey after an amazing tragedy, but also, of course, the journey of other people around her. So I'm curious, Maria, as you started hearing these stories from individuals that were around you about what happened, I mean, were you yourself amazed that you have been able to come through it?
I wasn't amazed. I don't know why. I wasn't even shocked. After I was off all the drugs, I was able to understand what people were saying.
Right.
But, you know, when my uncle would tell me about this or that, or my aunt, I would just be like, yeah, that figures. Yeah, no surprise something like that would happen to me. Yeah,
wow.
Sure. I just would take it. I don't know why. I just took it, and that was that.
Yeah. You know, I mentioned earlier, I'm going back to the macaroni for a moment, Maria,
yes.
Going back to that chapter for a moment, because, you know, you were saying something earlier, and I thought about, hey, it's in that same chapter, what she's talking about. You know, I was asking earlier about sympathy and empathy, and the thing that struck me about that chapter as well is the importance of what you say about being heard. I think that is the biggest thing. Everyone wants to know that what they're saying and what they're feeling you know, that it matters. And I think that is
yes.
the worst thing that we can ever do, is to not allow people to feel as though that who they are matters or what they can accomplish matters. You actually write this in the book after you talk about, you know, going back to bartending. The thing that that struck me is there's nothing on page 89, there's nothing to stop me after that and go for that PhD and professorship either. The sky's the limit. You know, and I think that is the attitude that so many of us need to know, because you go on to say that there is no crying over spilled milk for me. You know, talk to us about that strength and how that did help you through what has been definitely a process over the years. How was that strength? How have you been able to draw on that strength, Maria, through the difficult times?
I just think of what I still want to accomplish and why let anything hold me back from accomplishing this or that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I am like that. It's just how I've always been. I'm not going to just sit there and let something hold me back.
Yeah. Do you think having the strong support system around you as well, do you think that has played a big part in it too?
Well, it definitely hasn't, you know, stopped me. it hasn't been a problem. I will say that.
Cool.
It's been really good, yeah.
Well, that is good. So let's talk about the larger issue. As, you know, as I mentioned that video with your mother earlier, you know, she talked about in that video that I saw, that video I have to say was a couple of years ago, but she
sure.
talked about in that video about, you know, the laws that had already been changed because of that work. Is that one of the larger things, too, that you want to continue to see progress being made so that no one else has to go through what you've gone through?
Well, to me, I would like to see it, you know, become a national law, because that just makes sense. It's just too bad that people can't use common sense, that there has to be a law for it. To me,
right.
it's as simple as wearing a seatbelt.
Right.
You know, exactly. It's too bad that a law needs to be passed, that not everyone just does it automatically, but I hope that does go through, so not as many families have to go through the same stuff that mine did.
Right, exactly. And I think that, you know, that is something that is definitely a part of this conversation, and I think it's a important part of the conversation for people to have. I also want to say this about the book. When I was reading it, it was great to be able to get the various perspectives and to be able to see how you had affected other people and how, you know, they. One thing that we did not see you lose was your sense of humor. Do you think your sense of humor has definitely helped you along this journey as well?
Yes, definitely. It has.
So tell us how that has happened. I mean, I know it may be hard to put into words, Maria, but, I mean, how do you find the courage and the strength and look for something to be able to laugh about?
Well, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. That's just, I don't know. My husband, he jokes around all the time, and we just feed off each other with jokes, and we laugh, and it just makes my day better anytime I'm smiling or laughing. So why not?
Right.
Just why not do that?
Exactly. Well, I think that
yeah.
is the thing. And I think, you know, it's one of those situations. I remember reading the situation in the book with Kristen, and you were talking about the gentleman singing Georgia on My Mind, and, you know, offstage the woman, you know, who was making fun. You know, I think, you know, there are so many different things, you know, in life, and this is the thing that I try to look at myself. And I thought to myself, Maria, that, you know what, this gives us a great example as to why we should always look for that silver lining. Always look
exactly.
for, yeah, always look for the light, because, you know, we don't have to focus on the darkness. And I think that is it. And, you know, regardless of the sad times that come our way, that there will always be something for us to be able, you know, to hold on to. You mentioned your husband. Your husband, of course, makes an appearance in the book. As well as your dogs, you know, I think another thing
yeah.
that you know, are those also part of little things that you turn to, Maria, for joy?
Yes. As I'm talking to you right now, one of them is curled up on my lap, and it's just comfortable, and
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. And I think, again, that's another great lesson, a great lesson for all of us to be able to look for those things. Could you have imagined before the incident, Maria, that you would be a voice for others, that you would be someone who others would find inspiration from?
Not in this way, no. No, not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I would, before the accident, I would have hoped I would be inspiration on better fashion, maybe.
Okay.
What not to wear, maybe. But not like it turned out to be, no.
Yeah, not like it turned out to be. Well, you know what? I know there are so many people that are glad to have you, Maria, glad to have your example, glad to have your courage, and I think glad to have your story, because your story definitely deserves to be told, and it's a great reminder for all of us, I think, of what is possible for us. I can't stress that enough because, you know, again, all of us go through different types of dark moments in our lives, but it really is about the choice of either focusing on that or looking forward. And you chose to look forward. And that's what we're able to see in the book. You know, you were not going to let anything stop you, you know, whether it was going back to bartending, you know, and then, of course, being able to see the change that is coming about because of your story and because of the work done on your behalf. I think all of those are great lessons. Again, everyone, Maria Federici Doyle is our guest. We're talking to her about her book, Obstacles, Bring 'Em. It's a fascinating look not only at her journey, but also, of course, I think the after effects. And again, I go back to how we began this conversation, Maria, and that is the difference between sympathy and empathy, and knowing that all of us want is to know that we are being heard, and we definitely do hear you. Maria, I know that you and I talked before, and I was asking you about the book and how our listeners can stay connected with you. There's actually a Facebook page that's set up. You guys can go to facebook.com/MariaFederici Doyle, and that's MariaFedericiDoyle. And we will tag it on our Facebook page as well, but it's just her name all together. Maria Federici Doyle is where you guys can go on Facebook. The book is available, though, wherever you buy your books online. Of course, our partner here is Amazon.com, so we always recommend Amazon. But again, the book is called Obstacles, Bring 'Em by Maria Federici Doyle. And Maria, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to stay connected with you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Well, look, we appreciate your time today, and we thank all of you for tuning in to another edition of Conversations Live. If you guys are joining us on the radio side of our program, there's more conversations to come after this. But for those joining us online, we want to thank you for joining us for another edition of our program. If you came in late, you can always catch the replay later on. You can find the information on our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, you can find the information on both of those pages as well. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take that time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.